About 7 years ago, the Texans allowed a number one overall draft pick, a pass rusher, to walk away scot-free to the Buffalo Bills in Mario Williams. And we've been asked the question, how is Jadeveon Clowney different than Mario Williams? I'm just going to tell you, he's a flat-out better football player. Seth, how is Clowney different than Mario?
Well, this is what I would say. I think the first way I would characterize it is that Clowney is a man who demands more attention from the offense than Mario Williams. Mario commanded attention from the offense, don't get me wrong. And I don't like, I hate having this conversation because it's going to, because I'm going to pick one or the other, it feels like I'm slamming Mario, where I definitely am not. But Mario was very productive in terms of getting sacks, partly because he was so adept at using his length and his athleticism. But at the same time, didn't dominate blockers in the run game or the pass game. He made plays without dominating blockers. And because of that, there were times where teams felt confident using a running back to block Mario Williams, you know, or single block Mario Williams. And not in a way that like was insulting or anything. I just don't think he commanded double teams to the same level that Jadeveon Clowney does, or at least chip blocks and blocks down from the tight end. Now, I think Mario might have been more of a better edge pass rusher in some ways, but his overall impact on the game, how many times he actually blew people up at the line of scrimmage in the run game, you just didn't see it to the same level as Mario Williams. Mario Williams is a more physically imposing football player. Jadeveon Clowney is a more physically imposing football player. They're both physically imposing physical specimens, but I think Clowney plays up to it more so. And when you start pointing out, this is why sack totals are such a bad indicator for players a lot of times. You know, Mario had more sacks than Jadeveon Clowney, but when you start to get into how many hurries does he have per season, it's not all that much different. And that's where you have to be very careful and just going by double-digit sacks and whatnot. Because Jadeveon had 42 hurries in 2017. I'm not sure Mario had many years where he had more than 42 hurries. Just actually getting the guy on the ground isn't always the best indicator.
Well, less than 10 sacks, you don't get a nice round even 10. I mean, GTFO, am I right?
And that's a hard thing. Like that's where you put Clowney. Now, if you're adding hurries up, yeah, Aaron Donald has way more hurries than Jadeveon Clowney in general. You know, Khalil Mack has had not as many as Aaron Donald, but he's had more than Jadeveon Clowney. So Jadeveon's not as good of a pure pass rusher as those guys, but he's still way better than his sack totals would imply. And especially when you factor in some of the issues in the secondary this year. They were like, look, the TV copy doesn't show you all the times that Clowney actually had a pretty damn good pass rush going, but there was something wide open in the secondary so that Jadeveon Clowney didn't have the time to get there. It's like the TV copy does a disservice to guys when they're playing on a team with a poor secondary.
We're discussing what makes Mario Williams and Jadeveon Clowney different. I think Clowney is just a flat-out better player, and Mario had a nice career, a good career. It's weird to sort of put into perspective. He had 97.5 sacks. It's a good number. He was the number one overall pick. Mario, to me, was a guy who depending on the game, the week, could be one of the very best players, one of the very best defensive players in the NFL, but didn't always play up to that standard. Whereas, you know, Clowney, once you put him on the field every single week, is one of the best run-stopping defensive ends, probably the best run-stopping defensive end in the NFL consistently, and he is a pretty good, while not elite, pass rusher, while also threatening teams at sacking the quarterback weekly.
And that's what's hard to price in the modern NFL, is, okay, what is your value versus the run? I would say if all you are is a Ted Washington run stuffer, if you're a defensive tackle or something, your value is not what it used to be, because for one, you're only on the field a third of the time. If all you are is a big dude that can stop the run, those guys aren't worth as much now relatively as they were 20 years ago because the game has changed. If you're a guy like Mario or Jadeveon Clowney, the difference is that you're not just good versus the run. You're making tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Yes. When it comes to total plays behind the line of scrimmage, Jadeveon Clowney's better than anybody over the last 3 years. So if we stack up the tackles for a loss and the sacks, we have a different story. Now, it's not an apples and apples comparison, because getting a team off the field on third and long, that all comes down to pass rush. And that's why pass rush, that's why third down is the money down. That's why pass rush matters so much and gets paid more. So his big plays on first down don't matter as much as other guys' big plays on third down. But I get this text from one of our listeners, and I'm going to be delicate here because I like this guy. He listens to us a lot, and I respect him for that. Thank you. But I couldn't disagree more when he says, Matt Hammond interviewed Clowney on why he doesn't have more sacks, and his response was that he's more concerned with stopping the run. This is evidence that he doesn't try hard in all areas of the game. And I lost it, because I'm trying to educate this guy as to, like, this is the hardest thing to do is to take a pass rusher and convince him to care about stopping the run. It's the exception that you have a good pass rusher that also cares about stopping the run. And this guy, again, thank you for listening, is pointing to that as a problem. Like, no, that is a beautiful thing. I need him to get better at rushing the passer. I want him to. I think he can in some respects. But there are so few players like Jadeveon Clowney that are hybrid run-pass defenders that do it both effectively and just flat out, when he does it in the run game, he blows up the run game. That's the thing that makes Jadeveon Clowney special, is that he's willing and able to do that, and that you can move him all over the place. Look, you try to put Khalil Mack up over guards and centers the way they do with Jadeveon Clowney, it's not going to be to the same effect. He can do it, and he can be effective there. You know, Khalil Mack can, but not in the way that Jadeveon Clowney can do it. It's just hard to put a price tag on all that because there are no other players like him.
Man, you know, I keep on just thinking about, like, what you just said, Seth, and how this is a guy who, on top of that, you know, when you're a pass rusher, you're good against the run. I mean, you're basically combating your own instincts, I'd imagine, right?
Right.
And I mean,
well, because to be a pass rusher, you got to get upfield and get upfield. Now, a lot of times to play the run, you got to play down the middle of a guy and anchor your hips and slow down a little bit.
Right.
And so it's if you're playing the run, it's twice as hard to get a good pass rush afterwards.
And clearly, he has. And someone got to him and said, "Okay, this is something that you can do really, really well." And he has done it really, really well.
Yeah.
And shouldn't he be paid for doing it really, really well? And I mean, this is the unfortunate part about just who he is. You're in a league where if you have the ability to stop the run, great. So in the AFC South, great. Like, you can stop the Tennessee Titans. You can stop the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who knows what the Jaguars are going forward? But when you're going up against Andrew Luck or against the Eagles' passing attack, which was really good at the end of the season, where's the production there? And
right.
That's a tricky thing, because we know how good he is at stopping running games. Like, that Oakland Monday Night Football performance in Mexico City is one of the best performances I've ever seen by one defender against a running game. Like, he was absolutely incredible in that game. And I think that this is a guy that I would like to have long-term on this team. But I think about the injuries, and I also just think, if you are not that player that is making quarterbacks just pee themselves
right.
every single game, then can you merit the long-term contract for someone with four knee surgeries?
That's where I think that at least part of it, I'm not going to blame it on the secondary, because he does, like, Jadeveon Clowney gets stuck on blocks at times when he's rushing from the outside, and he's not as effective as that I think he's capable of being, but he is still, he would be more capable and more effective if he had a better secondary behind him, and if he also had better interior pass rushers. I don't know what the Texans' strategy was over the course of time with Rick Smith, where they kept drafting these 3-4 defensive tackle types. You know, like, they had DJ Reader, but then they doubled down by taking Carlos Watkins, Christian Covington, like, all these guys who I like individually, but none of them are Grady Jackson type of pass rushers on the inside. You know, they're like classic 3-4 defensive linemen that you might have had on the Browns in 1985.
They're pluggers.
Right, they're pluggers. I think Covington has the ability to be more. It just hasn't been. They haven't used them that way. But they don't have any genuine pass rushers. Like, that hurts both J.J. and Jadeveon to a certain degree.
I think that's fair. And to go back to Paul's point, because I have a specific response here, as we're comparing and contrasting Clowney and Mario Williams on a Thursday, Mike, Seth, and Paul. When you look at NFL defenses, just I'm going to paint with broad strokes here, it's almost impossible to really stop opposing offenses. The rules, the quarterbacks can't get hit. You guys know the deal. And so the important thing for the defense is, okay, we need to make enough plays. We need to focus on big plays and making enough plays to really hurt the offense. So with that, isn't Clowney's tackles for a loss a big deal when it comes to that? Because those negative plays are maybe not, they're not worth exactly the same as a sack, but they're the kind of plays that in the modern NFL will stop offenses.
And the pressure number too, Mike. The yes. pressure number would be more impactful if they had good corners.
Right, right. Because that either the quarter those good pressures, point. A lot of those pressures turn into sacks when the quarterback has to bury the ball. You know, when he has to eat the ball,
or he throws
you
a
that
stupid
extra
pass, down,
or he throws an interception, or what have you. Yeah, then that matters a lot more when you have good coverage behind you. And then as far as the TFL being just as good of a stat as a sack. As one of our listeners says, both are a loss of down with lost yards. That's what I'm trying to point out here is that they're both very important, but there's a difference between a loss on first down and a loss on third down. And I guess like whether it's a sack or a pressure or what have you, being better in the passing game, it gets teams off the field on third down, you know, and it's now a first and 10 turns into a second and 12, and that's harder to continue that drive, but you yes. still have one more opportunity to do it. A lot of it boils down to, okay, what does this guy bring me on third down?
That makes sense. And I'm sure that obviously like both sides, the Texans and Clowney's agents have all that information, like what he's yeah. done on first down, third down. Because you could also, as you mentioned, Seth, argue, hey, if you create a 7-yard loss on first and 10, all of a sudden you can create more turnovers by putting the other offense, the opposing offense behind the normal down and distance.